This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Patrick Creighton.
What a big shot! Hey, look at that! The guy with the deep pipes threw my man Pat in the mix. Next we get Tyler in, and oh my goodness, we're rolling on the Press Box on a hump day. And oh, what a day it is. Didn't see that one coming last night, boys. But boys, stayed up for every single bit of it, enjoying the hell out of a little Dodger Blues. That was fun. What's going on?
52,000.
Yeah.
652 people at Dodger Stadium. Biggest crowd to watch a baseball game this year. They acted like asses. They said a lot of inappropriate things. They went home crying, and that was all the noise that was heard in all of L.A. because, well, today they're eating stale donuts left over from last night.
Let me just tell you how big of a fan I am of Mr. Graveman. Oh, my goodness, that fastball's moving. His pinpoint accuracy. And, oh, by the way, which I mentioned even yesterday, and I'll mention again today, screw you, Cody Bellinger. Just bask in all of the karma kicking your ass, hitting 165 and watching cheese go right by you with runners on base. Loved every single minute of it. I'm fired up now about a bullpen that I've just absolutely loathed all year. I said all along, if I need one lefty in the bullpen, it's Mr. Taylor. He did his job last night. Everybody did their job. And dare I say, and I'm going to throw this out for the listeners, and we're going to throw this out, and you guys can chime in any way you wish. But again, last night, that's his seventh win on the road. And he was dominant. Lance McCullers Jr. is your ace for the rest of the season. If you had to set a pitching rotation for the playoffs right now, Lance McCullers is getting my opening game starting assignment.
This is exactly why at the beginning of the year I told everybody the Astros just got Lance McCullers Jr. on the cheapest possible contract they could get him on. Now that he is more than one full season removed from Tommy John surgery, you're seeing the star that he is. And the bigger the pressure, the better he is. Big stage, Lance McCullers Jr. always steps up to the occasion. He loves this. He lives for these big moments. And he was all about it. 9 punch outs in 6 2/3. And you mentioned our friend Mr. Taylor. That was the biggest out of the game.
Yep, no doubt.
One batter, and he went 3-0 to Max Muncy with guys on base, came back to punch him out. That was the biggest moment of the game.
Pat, let's also be very clear. Max Muncy does not strike out often. That's a guy that makes contact. That's a guy that's known for, even with 2 strikes, being able to battle back. To see what they were able to do to him, to see what they were able to do to that lineup, because it is stacked. There's no doubt about it. And it'll get even more stacked when Turner gets in there. But the fact that everybody did their job, McCullers was stupendous. The things I kept thinking about from a Dodger perspective, because I have relatives, obviously, that are big Dodger fans, including Lisa's brother and her dad.
Nobody's perfect.
And I'm looking at this and I'm going, at a certain point, what I really love is they embrace the hate. Because if you look at the numbers, and I was counting them yesterday, there were actually more active cheaters on the Dodgers than there were on the Astros. But it's still a thing, okay? But the fact that they embrace the hate, they don't run from it. Altuve doesn't look nervously scared or uncomfortable about it. That's the thing that's really, really good about all of this, is the fact that they go in there now and are like, boo your lungs out. But at the end of the day, if we beat you, nothing else matters. And that's exactly what they go ahead and do. And so I look at this, and I also think to myself, for all the things that they're pissed off about from the World Series, you still can't hit Lance McCullers. You still can't hit breaking pitches from Lance McCullers. You have no idea what you're doing, regardless of what sounds were going off and vibrations were being felt and cans were being banged. Hit the guy. If you're so good, if you got such a great lineup, if you're the best team money can buy, hit that guy. Do what you're supposed to. They didn't do it again on their home field.
Or lay off. You know, one of the other things about Max Muncy this year, Max Muncy's got a 409 on base. He walks a lot. He has very good pitch recognition. And up 3-0, he didn't get a hit. He didn't work out a walk. Nothing. He went down on strikes. And to your other point about the Astros and embracing the black hat, is that not the biggest difference between this team a year ago
Absolutely.
And this team this year? Last year, they were mousy. They didn't want to talk. You know, they were very reserved. All the other things that went on, everything just kind of conspired together to, you know, the piling on effect to just bury them under an avalanche of things that caused them to have a subpar regular season. That when they got to the postseason, they were able to kind of turn it on and get up into the ALCS. And an ALCS that, what, they were down 3-0 before they fought back to Game 7. But this year, they're 23 games over 500.
Mm-hmm.
They lose a bad game or two. It doesn't have that lingering effect. You know, outside of the stretch where they lost, what, 9 of 10, with half the team out for COVID. They lose a couple of games. They might lose them in hideous fashion. It does not have a lingering effect on this team. And to go into L.A., you know, you had a day off there between San Fran and L.A. You go into L.A., probably the second most hostile environment that they were going to go into after Yankee Stadium. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They didn't just win. They shut them down. They beat Walker Buehler, who's a star.
He's been on fire.
All right, he's 11-2. He is a star. Lance McCullers Jr. outpitched Walker Buehler. Kendall Graveman, 99 on the paint, eat it. And, you know, Ryan Stanek as the stand-in closer, getting it done for Ryan Pressly, who's on paternity leave. This was a huge win for the Astros. And not to mention, after you get the big out from Blake Taylor mm-hmm. to end the seventh, very next inning, Yordan goes deep.
Such a big insurance run. Because obviously, when Presley's still on the paternity leave, I had a little bit of reservation. I'm almost thinking, maybe we go Graveman again for another inning. Because I'm like, you know what? We've seen both sides of Mr. Stanek this year. And I get a little edgy sometimes and going, with, you know, Jekyll or Hyde, which one are we going to see? And, early, you know, a couple pitches in, you knew right away. Thank God, one pitch, one out. Helped a lot.
Throwing 100 last night? Come on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously the adrenaline. Again, for all of the 50-some thousand that create an environment for the Dodgers, it also has to get every Astro player pumped up. And like I said, as long as they embrace the hate. So they embraced the hate last night. He comes in, he's even more juiced up. And they were squeezing a little bit around the edges for the Astros too. But not even that got to them. The pitchers just stayed focused. They did their job. And then Yordan with the huge insurance runs. And you know what? To the bullpen thing, that walk to Correa hurt a lot too.
And this is like, these are, when you're talking about the game within the game, right? When you are able to get out of a jam, right? Two guys on and Taylor gets out of the jam. Potentially that could be a tie game or Dodgers lead situation. And then the very next half inning, Yordan with the two-run homer.
Mm-hmm.
That is at least a three-run swing within one physical inning, right? One turn at bat, one turn on the field. Those little things within a game always are big momentum shifters. How many times you see, like, all right, well, a team got one run. If the following inning they turn around and give up three, that's a massive momentum shifter the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you can answer the other team's runs with an even or more number of runs, you seize, you know, control of the game there. Anytime you get a big stuff and then put a run on the board, you've kind of seized control of the game there. And really, from that point on, the Dodgers had one base runner, and it wasn't really a big deal. And Ryan Stanek, clean ninth with a punch out, and that's probably not how 52,600 blah, blah, blah idiots throwing baseballs on the field and screaming
throwing
insanities.
Throwing haymakers at each other.
Well, that's typical Dodger fan. There is no group of fan in baseball that's more violent than the Dodgers fan. They are always in fights. More people are injured at games at Dodger Stadium than anywhere else. And that's saying a lot because the Philadelphia Phillies exist. But Dodgers fans, they go to other cities and they start brawls. They came here and not only started brawls with Astros fans, they started brawls with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers fans are always fighting, and one of the big issues at Dodger Stadium is a known lack of security. It's been an issue for years. They're constantly being petitioned to have more security. How many times do we see videos of fights at Dodger Stadium and there's one security guard who's standing there with his hand in his backside, not doing a damn thing? And it was an issue again last night, not enough security. This is who the Dodger fan is. So for them to all have to go home crying their eyes out and wake up today and see, oh, the Astros didn't just beat us. They shut us out in our own building in a game where we had five hits. Yeah, suck it, Dodger fan.
Love it. I absolutely love it. And, you know, it's just more positivity. The Yuli thing worried me a little bit, and then they kept, like, shuffling it around. So now you've got Aledmys Diaz playing first base. He makes a hell of a play to get a force out at second base right in the first inning. Like I said, and everybody did their job. So the worst they can do is do exactly what we wanted them to do on this road trip. Split it. Go 4-4. You break even. You're already there. So now it's all cake. Now, if you somehow, some way find a way to beat Max Scherzer tonight.
Oh, wouldn't that be sending them home crying in their face?
Message sent. Ass kicked. And let's move on. Because that's a beautiful thing. The fact that they take even more pressure off of a team that's already free stroking now. But you beat them, like we said. Buehler got his second loss last night. He was 11-1. McCullers has now won 7 road games this year. So everything is lining up for this team, and now they're still not healthy. When they get Bregman back, when they get Yuli back in the lineup, when they start to re-enter Urquidy, there's still ways for this team to get even better, but that was so sweet last night. And I kept sitting there on the edge of my seat literally going, I don't need Stanek to screw up. I don't need the bullpen to not be stellar right now and ruin what McCullers did. And everybody, like I said, doing their job made me feel really, really good when that game ended last night.
I guess maybe something lost in the shuffle. Jose Altuve was on base 3 times last night. Now, he didn't score. But usually, if Jose Altuve is on base 3 times in a night, he's going to score at least once. The chances of Altuve being on base 3 times again tonight and not scoring are probably negative.
Right.
So if Altuve gets on base again, it's not going to be 3. It's probably going to be 6. And, you know, for the Astros, it's almost like we almost expect the Astros to be putting up 5-6 runs a game. We're used to them
scoring big
runs. Yeah. And against a team like the Dodgers, that is an excellent pitching team, who, by the way, not only went out and acquired Max Scherzer, but just signed Cole Hamels.
Did they? I didn't see that.
That happened today. They signed Cole Hamels. He got a prorated $1 million deal, and he's going to get like $200,000 a start. And I don't know how long it's going to take him to get ready, probably a month or so. But the Dodgers have just decided that, you know, dollars mean nothing, and they're just going to sign
everybody. It's the best team the money can buy. Them and the Yankees, and they've surpassed the Yankees in trying to stay relevant with money and not just savvy moves like James Click has done. So, again, tonight it's Odorizzi against Max Scherzer. And the job has already been done, but if they can find a way to win this little 2-game set and sweep the Dodgers, I mean, it would be the sweetest message sent for this team basically all season long. So we're going to have plenty to talk about. We're going to update you on what happened to Alex Bregman last night in Sugarland and lots of other things as we continue to roll with the program. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. If you text, put a name on it so we can talk to you directly. Otherwise, we're on Twitch. And we're on Twitter. Before we go to the break, Pat's got a message for you.
Hey, let me tell you about carsforkids.org. You know, that old car that you got that you're constantly dumping money into, or maybe it doesn't run, it's just sitting there collecting dust. Well, carsforkids.org, they accept all vehicle donations. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, any condition, running or not, doesn't matter. You get a full tax write-off for your donation, and when you mention ESPN Houston, they'll even throw you a $50 Visa gift card just for doing that. Now, look, if it's an old car, maybe you can't find the title. Doesn't matter. They'll do all the title work for you. Plus, pickup is free. Your donation benefits Houston Can Academies, helping to give local Houston kids a second chance at a diploma. So go to carsforkids.org or call 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Donate that old vehicle, get a full write-off, and write off the car, not the kit.
Years of research and innovation Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Patrick Creighton.
Hey, back on the box. It's Pat, Tyler, and myself till 4 having a good old time this week on the Press Box. Here today and tomorrow. And then Friday at 5 under golf. In Beaumont, where we love that spot. We're going to head to B-Town, have a good time on a Friday, get to the 409, hang out with the peeps, give away a bunch of stuff on the summer circuit. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Pat Green, as he's going to be performing a concert there on the 9th. So we're going to catch up a little bit with him prior to that. Pat Green was always a big deal for a long, long time, and now he's going to be here locally where everybody can catch a concert right there in the venue at 5 Under out on the range. Very, very cool setup. Very intimate setup. So that's something you guys will want to hang in there for as well. We were talking about the Astros before the break, guys.
Also, one second. I mean, but can we pour one out for Dusty Hill? You're playing ZZ Top. We pour one out for Dusty Hill.
We've done that multiple times.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't here yesterday.
No. We didn't do it yesterday. We did it the day he passed.
But ZZ Top was the first concert I ever saw.
Really?
ZZ Top of the Black Crowes, January 1991.
Oh, the Black Crowes screwed themselves, basically. Infighting cost them a chance at being a phenomenal band.
That was the first concert I'd ever seen. Nassau Coliseum, January 91. And it was great.
Wow. It was not here, there.
It was the recycler tour. So on stage, they had this elaborate setup. They've got these cranes that would come down and would pick up Billy and Dusty, drop them into these like huge, I don't know what you'd call them. It's like a big giant box, and it dropped them into it, and then would process them like a factory, and would roll out these two big giant orange refrigerator type things. They would break out of the damn things, whole new setup, it was cool.
Yeah, I saw them at the Super Bowl in New Orleans for Packers Patriots, and multiple times at other venues, but. You know, we talked about it the day Dusty died, and they laid him to rest, I believe, yesterday. So last night on Soccer Matters, Glenn Davis had tweeted out, I'm playing nothing but ZZ Top the entire night, so give me your favorite ZZ Top song. And, of course, Will Doctor, probably because he's still having effects from Happy Hour, Tyler. Will Doctor starts throwing out multiple songs. I like, this isn't multiple choice, Doc. You get one. That's it.
So he's selfish.
So, yeah. So he had to knock it down to one. But, yeah, we've paid homage to Dusty a few times. They laid him to rest yesterday. But true Texas legends, as we've mentioned, and Nick and I were talking about a week ago or so, if you haven't seen the documentary on Netflix on how the band came together and everything's ZZ Top, very, very worth your time. Very, very good doc to check out. All right, so with that being said, and Pat forcing us to regurgitate information we've already brought to you when we were current about it.
But did it taste as good the second time up?
I don't know what I'll leave that to you. Alex Bregman last night, rain out for the game in its entirety in Sugar Land for the Skeeters, but Bregs did get two at-bats, went 1-for-2, hit a double last night in his first at-bat that left the barrel at 103 miles per hour. While playing third base. So good signs there that he is on target. He didn't get the full 9 in, which is, I guess, the last step in making sure the rehab assignment is good to go and he's cleared to play for the big league club. But after the team gets done with the Dodgers tonight and heads back home, he has said all along he anticipates at some point on the homestand he will be back and they will be one step closer to getting full health. For your Houston Astros. The one that, again, bothered me a little bit was the late scratch of Yuli after we mentioned he was in the lineup yesterday. Then he was pulled. It was neck stiffness. From time to time, you see him with that KT tape in the neck area. He's been dealing with some issues with that. But as long as that's all it is, I'm not going to be too concerned about that either as they continue to get closer and closer to being healthy, which is the only thing this team is missing for me to feel really good about them going into the playoffs.
Did they, but from the fear a couple of days ago of Bregman coming out of the game after three innings and then getting scratched from the game, and they tried to say afterwards, oh, no, that lineup was an error. Well, if it was an error, then why was he officially scratched? Why didn't they just say, okay, that's the wrong lineup, here's the right lineup? So it just seemed a little weird. But after not playing, he's back in the lineup. He gets a couple of at-bats in, and it seems like whatever that hamstring tightness was just like a little 1-2-day thing, nothing major. And that's obviously a huge boon for the Astros, the idea of Bregman having a hammy injury that could then take him another 3 to 4 weeks, worse, you know, as an ugly scenario. So that's a lot of good news for the Astros. The health has been the number one issue. Managing innings is going to be the number two issue. And if we can get down with number one, we'll figure out number two.
Right. Right. So good things ahead for your Houston Astros. And again, the last game of the road trip tonight, they can do no worse than finishing .500 on that. So, all things pointing in the right direction if you're an Astros fan. We can continue to talk about that because that's something that I was thinking about even as I watched the end of the game last night. And look, the good thing was is if the game was closer than it ended up being with Yordan giving you the two-run security blanket, the bullpen still had plenty of arms and plenty of guys that you would feel good about going to in any kind of a tight game situation. And as you mentioned, Pat, this team is so good offensively and rated so highly across the league, they haven't had many nail biters and one run affairs. And when they do, a lot of times that's where the pen had faltered. It's a whole new world, man, when you can sit there and go, well, they didn't use Yimi Garcia last night. You know, they didn't use some of the guys that they traded for at the deadline that could have also been brought into a game. And now they have, Dusty has a luxury he hasn't had all year where you feel better about tight games. And that's just another feather in your cap as you get ready for playoff baseball.
And those are the games, like 1-0 games late inning on the road. Those are the games you expect the home team is going to come back and win, right? The Dodgers are, you know, entered last night 33-18 at home, right? This is a good home team. And they do, as we mentioned, they've got a terrific lineup with a ton of bats. And with that 52,000-plus crowd screaming behind them, like, that's the kind of thing that intimidates the team's bullpen. Or this is where, you know, your bats start to get going. They put a couple of hits together. Guy in the other team's bullpen hits a guy, walks a guy. Next thing you know, we got a couple of runs in. None of that happened. Astros just, like, none of the noise, none of the distraction, and none of the outside stuff made a difference. And this is where, you know, a lot of other teams falter, where the Astros, who, you know, now that it's 4 straight years in the ALCS and, you know, trying to get to a fifth this year, this team has been there, done that with every conceivable situation. And when you have Lance McCullers pitching his best, these are great games to see. If you're an Astros fan, these are great games to see your team win on the road against the other best teams in baseball. Like, you know, you go into Seattle. Seattle's pretty good. I know they have a negative run differential, but they win a lot of close games. They're very good at home. San Francisco's the best record in baseball. The Dodgers are right there. They're a game behind the Astros.
Record-wise, right, yeah.
These are the best teams. We were seeing, you know, this is playoff caliber on the road baseball. And for what you got, like you said, if they get a split on a 10-game road trip against three all, you know, playoff teams or, you know, teams that are in the fight for a playoff spot, that's a solid West Coast swing. I can't tell you how many times, you know, in New York we were watching the Mets, and the Mets would go on a West Coast swing and they'd come back 2-8 and it would just torpedo an entire month.
Well, and it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? It was an 8-game trip. The worst they can do is 4-4. On top of that, last night when you get another victory, the Rays lost, the Red Sox lost, and the A's lost. So now 6 in the loss column again with the A's. You maintain your lead in the American League. The only team that won was the White Sox. But post-trade deadline, that was going to be the second most important thing. Win the division and make sure that you keep a good buffer there, and then do whatever you can to have the best record in the American League. And because the National League is so tight, and as you mentioned, in that National League West, when you have the Padres, Giants, and Dodgers all duking it out, and you would assume that the two teams that don't win the division are going to end up in the wild card, you absolutely love the fact that they're doing everything that they need to do, and when they do it, they're getting help along the way as well. So now you just keep on doing what you need to do. And like I said, I think it helps One, they're embracing the hate. And because they're embracing the hate, you don't see some of the faces you saw that was a little, the uneasiness of a year ago. And you made a great point. The whole asterisk tour last year had a negative effect on this team, whether there were fans in the stands or not. And maybe because there wasn't, there was even more attention drawn when you could hear a pin drop, that every time they knew they were on the road, you knew there was a lot of talk. You could hear everything from the other bench, too. There was a lot. I still go to G-Man Choi, who was banging his little garbage can in the dugout when they were playing the Rays and doing stuff that you wouldn't have heard if there was a full house. But at the same time, the fact that this year, look no further than Altuve. And you know, Dusty has mentioned that, look, he had a couple deaths in the family and other things he was dealing with. But Altuve wasn't Altuve. And part of it was because he wasn't embracing the hate. He was owning all of it on his shoulders. And you could tell he was struggling mightily with it. Now, first at bat of the game, after the loud boos, and that's what the national media is focused on. They just can't get enough of this whole, they came out in droves to boo the Astros in this big series with the Dodgers. Listen to them as they announced Jose Altuve to start the game. And what did he do after that? Knocked a nice little shot into right center field for a base hit. That's when I started looking, going, you know what? He encapsulates what this team is from a year ago to now. They are embracing the hate. They're using it for energy and motivation, and they're kicking ass along the way.
This is that, like, and we talked about this too. The national media does not want to have any positive Astros stories. And that's why Jose Altuve going from, 219 and looking like a shell of his former self to coming back and being Jose Altuve, that's not a story anywhere in any part of national media. And it would be for any other player who went through that who has the resume of a Jose Altuve.
No doubt about it. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We can do some more Astros talk. We can get you baseball talk. Obviously, basketball as free agency continues. Pat the New Yorker has a new guy on the Knicks to talk about after a buyout today that we can get to as well. And lots of other things. It always includes you, 713-780-3776. Calls or texts, otherwise Twitch and Twitter where we're available all the time. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about New Breaks because I love these people at New Breaks because the concept is genius. It's just like, going to the store and grocery shopping. It can take an hour or more, and then based on the line to get out, and you're like, God, I can't get that hour of my life back. Well, you'd go curbside, and then you don't have to do that, and you order online. Well, the same thing can be done with your brakes. And New Brakes, all they do is brakes. They have skilled technicians. They don't try and upsell you on other things, but they come to you to do what they do. That means you call them, you set up an appointment, whether you're at work and they do it in your parking garage, or they come to your house and in your driveway or garage, they do your brakes while you're cutting the lawn or watching a game or drinking a beer or doing whatever you do. And time is money. So there alone, you are saving and it's worth it. But then you realize their prices are competitive with all the brake shops in town and they do quality work with the same parts. So it just kind of sits there and resonates and you go, why would I do this any other way? And lots of our listeners that are boxers have hit us up from Todd the Show and Aggie Matt and lots of others and said, God, I'm so glad you tipped me off to New Breaks because once I went there, I realized this is the only way to get this done. They do a phenomenal job. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, save 10% right off the top, but then let the process go. NUBreaks.com and get in contact with them. Set up the appointment. You're going to find out what I did. They came here about a month ago to the station while we were doing a show. In 45 minutes, when my brakes were fixed, it was painless. They did fantastic work, and I really didn't miss a step in doing the show that day. It was fantastic. They can do the same for you. It's NUBreaks.com. That's NUBreaks.com. Check them out today.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank.
And by the way, when can we, do we move on from the Astros booing?
Yeah, there's no question about it. The idea that they were the only one doing something wrong just baffles me, but I agree with you completely.
But if Altuve gets to first base.
Yes. Very fond of him. I like him a lot.
What kind of conversation do you have?
I've had lots of conversations with him. We talk about hitting almost entirely.
But no garbage can mentions. Like you can't even have a little subtle dig, can you?
No, because he came out and said that, listen, he came out and said that he had no part in it. And I have to believe a person based on, you know, if they, I'm assuming he's telling the truth, so I'm going to believe him. And then we move on from there.
Yeah, there goes my hero, Foo Fighters. Joey Votto, Tyler, very well played, by the way. I gave you the credit you asked for. I mean, you deserve. The bottom line there is that it's exactly what we're going to with this whole narrative that when the Astros are on the road, everybody keeps bringing up. I said it last night on the active roster. There were more cheaters on the Dodgers than there were on the Astros because of all the Red Sox contingent that have found their way into Dodger blue. So, I mean, at a certain time, turn the page. And that's why I keep saying how important it would be if everybody else isn't willing to do it. If they win it all this year, you almost have to do it. Because now you can't go to all of your crutches with the buzzers and the trash cans and the Theraguns and all these stories. And thank you, Joey Votto, because this is what I said, and Pat, you and I were talking about this the other day. This is what I said when I said it may take 10 years for every Eric Kratz that had the balls to come out and say it on a podcast or – help me again, Tyler. Ryan, the moonwalker that went backwards.
Ryan Spader. That's Spader. Who actually I got the better audio from. He tweeted it out and he said, I'm right. I mean, it is my opinion that I am right.
See?
So I don't think he's necessarily, he's still of the opinion that this happened and he would probably love to.
If he didn't get a cease and desist call and a threat from Major League Baseball. And part of his livelihood is he gets a regular appearance on Major League Baseball, MLBNet on TV, to be a baseball analyst. And they were going to pull that away from him. And believe you me, he's not supposed to talk about it. They will never admit it. But having been in those situations with the NBA and with the team that I worked for, I can assure you that there was a very one-sided conversation that came out with those tweets. And basically said, fair or not, whether your information was right on or, and spot on or not, if you don't put it down and walk it back, you're not going to have anything to do with Major League Baseball anymore. And that's why it happened. But thank God there's Eric Kratz. Thank God there's Joey Votto. There needs to be more Joey Vottos out there that just admit the fact that what we all know, that Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred isn't willing to own up to. And that is... they did what they did. They cheated. But so was everyone else. And maybe they all did it a different way or used certain portions of the way. And that's why Spader's tweets were so spot on, because the Yankees were relying on the cameras and the screens and the network help. And then they also kind of supplemented that with their own guys, as he described. Other teams, when they moved their video room, like most teams did, right up alongside the back wall of the dugout, they were using different cameras, different technology, iPads, other things. It doesn't matter how you do it. It's just that they got technology and other systems involved in what was going on for years. And if you don't believe me, believe Pat, because he told me something that I was not aware of in the break about one of the most famous moments in baseball history in which cheating occurred. And that just over magnifies the fact that it's been going on forever.
1951, the shot heard around the world. Bobby Thompson's home run. You're all familiar with the call. The Giants win the pennant.
One of the most iconic plays in baseball history.
Stolen sign. They were using a Navy telescope out in the outfield to relay the sign, and that's how Bobby Thompson knew what was coming and was able to take Ralph Branca yard. And Branca had always felt something was like, hey, I came with my best stuff, and he just absolutely blasted it like he knew it was coming. Because he did! He even admitted it like the year before he died. Like, this goes back. Every team has some kind of a cheating history. In Major League Baseball, they're basically just like the Keystone Cops, right? Unless the media exposes it or Congress calls them on the carpet, they don't know anything about it. Oh, I didn't find anything. Think about 2017 when the Astros were doing their cheating. They were investigated by baseball five times. And all five times, baseball found nothing. Why did baseball find nothing? Because they wanted to find nothing. The same as every time they investigated the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Dodgers, because both the Brewers and the Brewers and the Mets both ratted out the Dodgers for doing it. Always find nothing. And then they came with their death penalty on the Astros, right? We're going to suspend your manager. We're going to suspend your GM. We're going to hit you for a $5 million fine. We're taking away your draft picks. And more importantly, we're just going to let everybody in the media say anything they freaking want about you. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. We're just going to let them run with wild conspiracy theories. And because baseball let all those wild conspiracy theories go unchecked, and you got John Boy on the Michael Kay Show on ESPN New York talking about fake Beltran's niece.
And yeah, I remember that,
these were
too.
Real segments.
Yeah, I remember that.
On Afternoon Drive in New York, biggest ESPN station in the country. This is what was considered as, hey, this is quality programming. This went on everywhere. Baseball let it go unchecked. They saw what it did to the Astros. The Astros were, I mean, it was bad for the Astros, but it was getting bad for baseball. And they knew if they went and followed up on all the other leads they had, on all the other teams and what they did, and the amount of cheating that was going on, they would have a massive credibility problem with the public. They would probably have a credibility problem with Congress. They didn't want either. They protected their own ass, and they protected their own dollars by sweeping everything else under the rug. This is why, you know, for the Astros, it was every single person, and they're all cheaters. And for the Red Sox, on the second time they were caught, oh, yeah, it was just one rogue employee and nothing, right. Nothing else. If you believe that, man, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. But this is baseball protecting its own ass.
There's a letter somewhere that's still sealed for a reason. If baseball felt like it was only the Astros and there was nothing to anything else, just like we talked about with Spader, somehow, somewhere, that letter would already have been unsealed. It was supposed to be unsealed.
That letter is as dead and buried as the Ark of the Covenant. You are never finding that letter.
It's buried next to Jimmy Hoffa underneath the
end zone at Giant Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. But... Yeah, I mean, look, kudos Joey Votto. Like I said, I thought it would take up to 10 years for players that knew of stuff going on to finally just own up and go, look, everybody's been doing it. The more that this kind of thing happens too, coupled with the Astros continuing to win this year with no help cheating or otherwise, does nothing but let us all move on to just enjoy the game as it is and nothing else. And as I mentioned again, six Dodgers last night played in the 17 World Series. Okay? Four Astros played in the 17 World Series. It's not like it's been... Four Astros from 17 still left. Verlander doesn't count because he's not there.
Well,
can we turn the page?
Do you see the Toronto Blue Jays booing George Springer?
Although we did have audio of Buffalo fans, because when they were playing in Buffalo, they were still on Springer's ass.
But they're not booing him in Toronto. They're loving him. Do you see people in Detroit booing A.J. Hinch? Do you see people in Chicago booing Dallas Keuchel?
Musgrove didn't get booed when he threw a no-hitter.
Right?
It's all about the jersey. People, they just boo the Astros jersey, and they'll continue to do it as long as Altuve and Correa and Bregman are there. And once those guys are gone, there'll be nothing left to do. And if they it's very possible next year Carlos Correa's on another team. And whatever team that he winds up on that was booing the Astros and calling them cheaters, very, very suddenly, what a great leader, elite defender, power bat, so happy to have him, what a terrific player. That's going to happen. That train is never late.
There you have it. As we continue to roll on with hour number one of the program, lots more to get to as we continue to press on. It always involves you, 713-780-3776 for calls and texts, otherwise Twitch and Twitter. Tyler, Patton, myself, Joel, the Press Box, ESPN.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Patrick Creighton.
Hey, I want to remind you the summer circuit continues this Friday. As we mentioned, we're going to B-Town. We're going to be in Beaumont at 500 Golf Center, 1 to 7 p.m. It's going to be us and the show after us that Tyler names on a daily basis. Fred's back, so what are we calling it? The F-bombs?
Quick programming update. Fred will be back tomorrow.
Fred's back tomorrow, not today.
Yeah, not
so
today.
Who is today?
Henry and Fred.
The HD show.
Yes.
Okay. So the HD show tonight, and then we'll call it from there. So we're going to have a new name for the show after us every day this week. It's going to be the Fun and Games Department naming shows after us, which Tyler
has.
Well,
I mean, we're calling it Fred and Friends, but since Fred's not here, we're just saying, hey, we're on ESPN 97.5.
Can we just call it FU?
I mean, if you
it's
want.
It's like Fred University for, okay. So anyway, sure. Tyler has allowed this show to continue to be called The Box, the press box, because he says, because I'm still on it. So the press box will continue. 1 to 7 p.m., we're going to be rolling at 500 Golf Center, which I love, out there in Beaumont. It's going to be brought to you by LafayetteTravel.com. If you want to get away this summer, you can come to the event on Friday. Register to win a two-day family getaway in Lafayette, Louisiana, by LafayetteTravel.com. You can also register for that chance to win all the summer circuit giveaways that we have. A lot of them will be given away like gift cards on site, but at the end of the entire experience, at the end of the summer, we're going to be giving away a Traeger Timberline 1300 wood pellet grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. It's a $2,000 value. Every time you hit up one of our summer circuit remotes and you enter to win, you are registered to win the grand prize at the end of the summer. Again, like I said, lots of gift cards and other prizes to win throughout the day when we're there Friday. Check us out on Friday, 1 to 7 p.m., 500 Golf, 5945 College Street, Beaumont, Texas, in the B-Town 409. Big money, as they say. Just letting you know.
It's a good time in Beaumont.
I love Beaumont. I hate driving there. I think the drive back is what really pisses me off. The drive there is really easy. The drive home, and even if I do take 90, and I've had a lot of the great 409ers give me the kind of heads up on the back roads to get kind of avoid a lot of the traffic. When you get to like Pasadena and you have to get back on I-10, you, and especially if you're going like me, if I'm going all the way through downtown to get to, there's no easy way to get from when you hit Pasadena to Sugarland. And it always takes me an extra hour plus on the way home. But once you're there, I love Beaumont. I think it's a fun town. There's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah. There's no issues with Beaumont. Trying to get through I-10 on your way to Beaumont, that's a totally different story. Trying to get through I-10 with all the damn construction. And I don't know how much of that is storm-related or planned or whatever, but that amount of construction, and then it starts to rain, it's forever. But I'm looking forward to going out to Beaumont. You know,
I'm glad you're going to be along. That's going
to
be fun.
I don't usually get to go out and play.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I finally, like, Mom has finally said I'm no longer a bad boy, and I get to go out and play with all the other kids on Friday.
Shout out to my man AR Platinum that decided that we just don't get enough food around here and that Tyler being locked up for like 9 hours at a time, he needed pizza. So he dropped off some pizzas for us. We always appreciate him doing things like that. So
very cool.
Thank you, AR Platinum, a true friend of the show, as we continue to get into things. Now, look, we were talking about this during the break, and I saw it last night live as I was watching the end of the game. Never once after the Jordan home run did I think to myself, Lance McCullers Jr. is policing his own team, and he's ticked at Jordan because Jordan is standing and admiring his home run. A matter of fact, the exact words that came out of his mouth were, let's effing go. And I'm like, in no way did that translate to me to being a negative towards his own team. But Larry Brown Sports Today decided to write an article with a picture of Lance with his mouth open, has no video proof, but basically says McCullers did not appreciate the way Jordan Alvarez pimped his home run last night and was seen basically waving him around the bases before yelling, effing go. Swing and a miss, Larry Brown Sports, because I'm going to tell you right now, you are wrong. I don't think that was anywhere close to what went down.
Wrong.
Okay. LFG, let's effing go.
Right.
That's like a saying that everyone says now, like, if anything cool happens,
right,
let's effing go. Like, that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I don't think
this guy's Larry Brown's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't think he was the fun police there. I think he was basically saying, look, I'm going to get another win because you just gave me an extra two-run cushion that we needed going into the last inning and a half, and that was absolutely fantastic. That's what I think he was saying. And I think this is, again, it's a microcosm of what goes on in the national media to try and hammer the narrative of damn the cheaters.
Anything negative Astros gets clicks. Anything.
I assume that he deleted it because I can't find anything on Larry Brown Sports.
I got it right here.
I
have it as well. Beer Man Greg sent it to us.
If I post something negative, because let's face it, everything online is driven by clicks, and they've all got, 20 minions somewhere in a room that have access to all these analytic things that tell them how many clicks, where are they coming from, what times are they coming from, what articles are they hitting, how many times are they reading the same article, and every single company knows anything negative Astros, click, 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 click. It doesn't matter if it's true. It doesn't matter if it makes sense. It doesn't matter, like, in this situation. This is one person's pure speculation, completely wrong, by the way, irrelevant. All that matters is they got 2 million clicks on this, and their advertisers are happy. The whole, hey, let's make sure we're doing things the right way. Let's make sure we get the story right. That doesn't matter. Anybody really thinks Lance McCullers Jr. is chastising Yordan Alvarez here probably drank a little too much watching the game or other things. Because it's clear he's pumped, he's excited. And what do we know about Lance McCullers Jr.? That guy is always up and hyped and jumping and super enthusiastic, gets on Twitter after the game. That was for you, H-Town.
Yeah.
Like this guy is a walking ball of energy. And to think, oh, no, he's mad at his teammate for hitting a two-run homer to give them a three-run lead in the eighth. What freaking drugs are you on?
Well, Lance responded to this.
Did he?
Somebody tagged Lance saying this is so stupid. He was pumped and cheering for him. Lance, maybe you can set him straight. He replied back. He said, it doesn't really matter, LOL. Everyone knows I was excited about this, and I would never, one, yell at my teammate, but, two, be mad for hitting / admiring that huge home run right there. I scream, let's effing go, and was very excited, LOL.
Boom. Larry Brown Sports, take it right in the shorts.
Big fail.
What a boomer
nice
idiot.
Nice swing and a miss, Lars.
He's a boomer.
I need to remind you all of the fact that he needs to be careful about saying he would never yell at his teammates, though, because I do like to go back, just from memory's sake alone, to a missed ground ball in the infield a few years ago by, I believe...
No, that was this season, wasn't
no,
it?
No, this was a couple years ago, and that's where Altuve, the soft-spoken one, pulled him into the corner of the dugout and ripped him a new one and was basically like, don't you ever do that again. Show up your own teammate who was trying to make a play and wasn't trying to make an error. And I think it was Yuli at first base, but I know one thing for sure. The soft-spoken leadership of Jose Altuve had a very loud tone to it after that, because the minute they got in the dugout, Altuve was like, come here. And he took him to the far corner of the dugout, and he lit him up. And after the game, McCullers admitted he was wrong. And that's the way it goes. But that's why, again, I don't see anything that would say that Lance McCullers would be chastising his guy for hitting a bomb that gave them the cushion that they needed to take that one home last night.
Against a team that you absolutely despise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the road. In front of 51-plus that were hostile as hell, classless as all get-out, throwing foul balls and home runs back at the players, putting everybody in danger.
Maybe they can move that article to The Onion.
Or what?
Babylon
B. Bad Takes Exposed is another one. Yeah, there's plenty. So, yeah, be careful before you put stuff out like that, because that's absolutely ridiculous. So the Astros, again... at it again tonight, Odorizzi on the hill to take on one Max Scherzer. So that should be a good one. That's one that we're all looking forward to. And by the way, one more time, kudos Joey Votto for coming out and basically saying, look, get over the tweet, the whole cheating thing. Let's just move on and play baseball. That's what I think we all wish, especially here in Houston. So hopefully that can happen again tonight. Astros keep playing baseball, keep getting wins. Lots more to get to as we get to hour number two of the show. By the way, I couldn't sleep last night, which sucked after the end of that game. So I actually watched a whole lot of Olympics. I'm not saying that the Olympics have been all that enthralling. The track and field has been damn good. Pat, you weren't here yesterday. I don't know if you noticed the Conan O'Brien winning was it the 400 or the 400 hurdles? It was amazing. There was some great races again last night. And also USA Baseball. And a question that relates to the Astros and other teams after what Pat was talking about with Cole Hamill signing with the Dodgers and the question being out there, if you still are in need of help and you're a contending team with the trade deadline gone and the second deadline not coming this year, are there possibilities for you? Well, there's a few I'll throw out there as we get into hour number two of the show. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Look, they got two locations near downtown Houston, and Dr. O used to work at the other clinics. He opened his own because he's like, you know what? I don't want to waste people's time. I only want to get them the things that work, and the results is what they really want and what they're after. And that's exactly what they do on a daily basis. For both men and women, they have hormone therapy, which basically gets you feeling like you were in your best younger days of your heyday. From the boardroom to the bedroom to the weight room, they have answers. All you got to do is answer their questions. It's a fantastic environment. I go there weekly. I get my blood pressure checked. I get a B12 shot. I do the full body composition analysis, and they chart everything so I can see my progress. They can do the same thing for you. If you want to get on a workout program, they'll put you in that full body comp. It takes a minute, and basically you get all the data right there in front of you. If you want to recover quicker, they have HGH peptide therapy. And like I said, they also have hormone therapy for both men and women. Check them out at apollomh.com. And if you feel like it, book your first appointment. Once you do, you're going to find out most major insurance is accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. You mentioned my name, Joel Blank, free B12 shot along the way. But I'm telling you, they're good people doing great things. Your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Check them out today. It's the good people at Apollo Men's Health.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.